Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
On News Talk.
Oink for your sausages, Piggy. Oink, oink.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oink for your sausages, Tom. Oink, oink, oink.
Hey, guys. Who the fuck are my kids?
What a surprise. Ken doesn't know where his kids are.
I'm sorry, it's confidential.
From the CEO?
Yes.
Okay, if this focus group isn't real, I'm going to take you apart like a human string cheese.
Understood.
You love me.
F*** you.
Even though I don't love you.
And without Daddy around to protect you, I'm going to eat you all. One by f***ing one.
Oh, I'm Shiv. Well, I'm an adult and I'm important because I work for a man with glasses.
Is he a Jew, by the way?
Oh, come on.
What?
It's just a simple, friendly, slightly racist question.
It's a bit dry in here. Do you have any jokes?
Well, let me think.
Dry as f***ing dust.
Come on!
And he gave him a ring, and he made him dress up like his dead wife.
Wow. Plot twist. Didn't see that coming.
Congratulations on 50 years at the top of the biz. I love you, Dad.
That was perfect. You want to try one more?
If it was perfect, why would I want one more?
The truth is that my father is a malignant presence, a bully and a liar, and he was fully personally aware of these events for many years and made efforts to hide and cover up.
I love you, but you are not serious people.
Yes, in News Talk today, the water cooler chat is all about last night's Succession finale. Technology correspondent Jess Kelly, Lunchtime Live's Andrea Gilligan, and Off the Ball's Joe Malloy, all with me in studio. Spoiler alert, you have been warned. Jess Kelly, what did you think?
Oh, my days. It was just sensational. It was everything I wanted it to be. And not to be that person, but I totally predicted what was going to happen.
Oh, did you know, Jess?
Do you want to know how I knew?
How did you know?
Because Tom is the only main character that doesn't use an iPhone.
Explain.
Apple have this thing, right, where if you're a bad guy in a film or in a TV show, you're not allowed to use an iPhone. They have loads of rules. So if, for example, there's an iPhone in a TV show or in a movie, it can't be in a case. It has to be the bare iPhone. But also, if you're a bad guy, you can't be using an Apple device. And Tom is using the Samsung Galaxy S22 Ultra.
Well, sorry, Jess. The implication there is that all the rest are good guys. I mean,
Tom is the biggest dose of them all. And he is,
I love Tom.
He is the new Logan. And if you watch it, as I have done under a microscope, he is playing chess throughout and he is the rightful successor to Logan Roy.
Joe? Is he? You can say it's rubbish if you want. Just one moment.
I'll fight back, but go on.
Yeah, of course it's rubbish. Like,
thanks, Joe.
Tom is headed for a whole new level of hell.
But he wants it.
He doesn't understand what's about to happen. We don't always want what's good for us. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing about Tom's scenario right now which is actually good. There are no winners here. This is losers across the board. That is the point of this. This is a tragedy for all concerned. So Tom thinks he's won. Tom is locked in a loveless marriage where his wife is about to manipulate him at every turn. And then when he goes into work, he's hanging out with his boss who wants to sleep with his wife and who is going to make his life a living hell.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, there will be a bunch of underlings just trying to kill Tom. The next 20 years of Tom's life aren't good. So I don't know. I don't see him as a winner. I looked at Tom and Shiv driving away. As much as he enjoyed people coming up to him and bowing to the new king for those few minutes, I mean, that's Tom's dream come true. But I watched him drive away and I thought, I mean, you're just one step above Kendall in the Misery stakes here.
Ooh, wow.
I have so many thoughts and feelings. I disagree entirely.
Yeah. Well, we'll come back to that. Go on, Andrea.
Like, it's probably one of the first episodes I watched where I really wanted the kids to win. Like, I really wanted Kendall and Shiv and Roman.
And which one of them? Did you want it to pan out the way they agreed?
I was so annoyed at Shiv last night. I was like, Shiv, you bitch. Like, I really was annoyed at her last night. Like,
why?
I just really felt she let them down. Like, she should have just stuck with
it. Kendall wouldn't have been able to do it, though. This is the point.
No, I know, but sure, none of them would have been able to do it. But
that's why it's great and Tom's the
winner. I wanted a happy ending. And for me, the happy ending in this case was going to be the three kids were finally going to get along. And put an end to the sibling rivalry.
You couldn't have a happy ending.
No. Yeah, I think that's why the finale is so good. I do agree with you, Jess, that it delivered.
Yeah,
it was brilliant.
It's great in that it held its nerve.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think a lot of great shows, as momentum builds up, there's a pressure to really deliver something a bit different in the finale.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's all out of kilter with what we've seen. Whereas if you listen to Kendall Roy, a.k.a. Jeremy Strong, and Jesse Armstrong, the creator, I mean, often it's discussed as to whether this is a comedy or drama, whereas they are absolute, particularly Jeremy Strong, this is a tragedy.
It's Shakespearean, yeah.
Yeah, this is a tragedy. And so if suddenly we got a happy ending and all the characters behaved in a way that they hadn't behaved in for the previous four seasons and their whole lives, I thought it was, you know, the kitchen scene, which people like as they revert to childhood and it's a moment.
I loved that.
Yeah. For me, that didn't ring through. I think they're all too damaged to even find a way back to that period of their lives. I was a touch crossed arms at that, I have to say. That didn't ring true to me. They're too damaged, they're too far gone to even remember the childhood. But on the tragedy point, they had to lose. Like, if they had suddenly cooperated,
would have made a farce of the whole thing.
But a little bit.
I did not think Tom was going to win. Like, you say, okay, no, aside from your whole what phone he was using, you could tell. But like, for me, I watched it last night. I was up to the last 6 or 7 minutes. I hadn't a clue I was going to end.
Do you know what though?
I'm very naive.
I kind of felt that Tom's role is useful idiot.
Yeah.
In this relationship going forward. Yeah. And Tom doesn't have the self-awareness. This is why Roman's my favourite character, is because he's the most self-aware,
totally.
I find. You know what I mean? He was the quickest to realise that they're all horrible people. Yeah, now, Shiv does as well. Yeah. On some level, eventually realise they're all horrible. Kendall, I don't think, ever does.
Did you interpret Roman's smile over the martini? Jerry's favourite drink, by the way. So that's a whole level of warmth there.
I love that.
Did you interpret his smile as a sense of, I'm actually free of this?
Yeah, yes. Totally. Yes. I'm free. 100%.
The only loser is Kendall. Everyone else is a winner. Tom is the winner because he's CEO. Shiv is the winner because she gets that picture perfect. She's with the CEO. They're having a baby. She also gets to call the shots, even though Madsen didn't want her to call the shots. So she's still in the firm. Roman is happy because he's free, but he sees that Jerry is coming back in. So he's happy as Larry. Yeah. The only loser is the eldest boy.
And Connor's wife, who might have to be stuck with him.
Oh, that was really grim as well. I mean, actually, the sticker scene was one of my favourite scenes. When they put the sticker on Greg's forehead.
I love that scene.
In terms of punching above their weight, Connor and Willa, like her face when Roman says, but the presidential thing isn't a done deal, so, you know, he mightn't be moving.
Yeah, I know.
And what am I doing here?
The 2 week itch.
Yeah.
Every scene they're in is gold. I would just say that I think Tom's going to be sacked in a year, 18 months.
Yeah, but I don't think that matters. Know. He comes out on top in this instance. Oh, he is the successor to Logan Roy.
He's had a great day, but he's not going to have a good year.
But he doesn't want to be happy. It's the same with, you know, the scene where Roman is hugging Kendall and he's opening his stitches on the shoulder. That's an act of self-harm, right? And to be a bit grim about it for a second, I actually think that Tom is a bit of a sucker for that as well. He's a glutton for punishment. He wants to be the punching bag. He was willing to go to jail to stay in favour of people. He's completely like Play-Doh. He will be whatever anyone wants him to be. I don't think anyone wants him to be happy. Therefore, I don't think he wants to be happy.
So I take your points. I think, could we meet in the middle here? I overreacted perhaps when you said winner. I don't think anyone's a winner.
No.
It's not as bad as Kendall. And maybe he's not a loser in the way I'm portraying it. But winner's too strong.
He's possibly won the battle, but they all lose the war.
Yeah.
The scene where they sit in the restaurant, Tom and Matson.
Oh, it's disgusting.
So good.
And it's disgusting. But there is something, like, there is that like total diverse view of like it's so sick. And the line about why don't I get, what was it? Why don't I get her?
The guy who put the baby in her
to be the CEO.
Yeah.
What a creep.
Like, it makes you sick. But you just look at Tom and he just sits there and he takes it.
Because he knows Shiv would do the same thing.
But there's a bit of the Mike Pence's about it. You know, like, I can't be in a room with another woman. You know what I mean? Like the sexual energy. It's just, it's too much so as well gross. For me to deal with. And, you know, these women and their sexual energy around me. And it's so distracting.
He was so beautifully testing. How pathetic is Tom?
Yeah.
What is he willing to take?
What's he going to, who's he going to throw under the bus?
And it's like, the exact opposite of the magazine cover of Shiv being the puppet master. So Shiv is the puppet master in that cartoon and it really got under your man's skin. Mm. Whereas, as I said a second ago, Tom is just Play-Doh and can be made into whatever the hell the situation needs. And I think that's the key difference.
I think that was, like, in a way, as sick as it was probably one of my favourite scenes of the show last night. And I loved the whole divvying out of the will and the antique collection and the stickers. I mean, can you just picture that happening? I thought that was brilliant. Like, I loved that, going around deciding, you know, whether you wanted some candlestick or something to keep as a memory from the apartment.
Who, Joe, is your favourite character?
Tom.
Yeah, me
by
too.
Distance. I feel he steals every scene he's in across 4 years. Every scene he's in, Matthew McFadyen is...
Yeah.
Proper. Like, it was interesting. I watched an anatomy of a scene around Logan Roy's death. And in advance, the writing team very much wanted to do this. Because, like, that whole... I think the three best episodes in the series, the finale, election night, and, of course, Logan Roy's death.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like, that was the classic bait and switch. You think it's an episode about Connor.
Yeah.
It's actually not about Connor. And like, that's how death, modern death, tends to happen. We're a bit surprised. Mobile phones to ears... But what was so interesting is they had very much pictured it as the kids in a state of confusion, caught unawares, like not, we don't get to see the plane.
Yeah.
It was meant to be the plan, just to really heighten that sense of powerlessness that they had. But Jesse Armstrong said, Matthew McFadyen was so good in the plane, we just had to include it.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's him in a microcosm. There's not a scene he's in that he doesn't steal. Like, even when he was talking to Shiv, like, you know, do you know who the new CEO is? He beautifully overacts that so that she gets suspicious. So then he starts going, oh, but you should know. It's me, you know. I think the richness of this is, it will have great rewatchability, if that's even a phrase. But, and like, obviously him and Greg, everything they did was laugh out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Like, anytime they were in a scene walking down a hall, I sat up a bit straighter and said, like, and when Greg slaps him, I mean, just...
Sorry, the fight. Can we talk about the fight?
Yeah, like, I've heard a few people say
they
thought they were going to kiss.
Yeah.
Like, it was just going to descend or ascend, I'm not sure which, into something like sexual. And,
yeah, you could see him good.
And like, even the way, obviously he's an actor, so he didn't come up with it, but to put the sticker on Greg, but even...
I actually, can I just say, I've been looking at some of the, there's a fantastic post on Twitter earlier this morning from somebody saying the best, laziest Halloween costume this year is going to be Greg in that scene in a suit with a sticker on your forehead.
Oh yeah, that's amazing. True.
Like,
that's true.
Absolutely amazing. But no, Tom, I totally agree with you.
Tom is your favourite character.
Oh, by far, yeah. And then Greg. I love the two of them. They were just brilliant. Like, and even the scene around, you're the best paid PA, like a 200,000 euro, and your man's absolutely raging, potentially losing this gig.
Yeah.
Brilliant. They were just super. Like, it's such a good show. I'm so sorry that it's finished.
Mm.
But at the same time, I'm glad that they didn't do a House of Cards on it and overrun it to death.
Yeah, yeah, that would have been terrible.
They just needed to. It was done.
I think they've all too much integrity to do that. And like, on Greg, I mean, Nicholas Braun, I need to see in real life, is he as self-conscious with his body?
He kind of is. Any interview you see him in, he is exactly like Greg. He's just so dorky and nerdy.
Yeah.
But you know that there's like a big thing on Instagram of girls following him around New York, and like, they send it to that Dumois account of where Greg is, Cousin Greg, they all call him Cousin Greg on Instagram, of where he's having brunch, and that apparently then becomes the hotspot in New York for people to go to because awkward Cousin Greg was there.
It's like Joe and Claire.
I've heard that. All right,
you paid a lot of money to have brunch in different
stations. Who's your favourite character, Jess?
The slime puppy Roman.
Jess's opinion is the right one.
He's just, I think he is somebody who, as you said earlier on, he has the most self-awareness. He knows he's gross. And I also loved when him and Kendall had that fight scene on the boardroom, and he just sits up onto the boardroom table with his legs crossed, and he's like, we never had it. like, we didn't have it.
We're nothing.
We'd nothing. Yeah. Like, we're nothing. And I think hearing
we're not serious
that,
people. It's like...
It echoes back to that. Yeah.
That was the line from the previous episode that was just ringing in my head through that whole scene. Was just like, this is that prediction playing out in real time.
Yeah.
And like that, Roman's realization. Again, like, he's the one for self-realization, the realization, you know... He's right. We are not serious people.
Yeah.
We are not.
Yeah, we can't do it.
I just think, and even at the end of the previous episode where he walked into the protesters, that freaked me out because I thought that Roman was in a very, very dark place. And obviously he was. And I think he sought out to get beat up and all the rest. And when Kendall and Shiv go to the mother's house and Roman is completely beaten up and they're sitting around that table, I think he knew at that stage... It was a done deal. Like, regardless of what happens, they weren't going to come out victorious. And the little chat he and Shiv had when Kendall's off swimming about, you know, they could murder Kendall and they could supersede him. But I think he knew deep down they just didn't have the numbers. Yeah. It wasn't going to work.
Roman as well, he's the most, because he's self-aware, he's the most full of self-loathing.
Mm.
On some level, you know what I mean, because he realizes that he's a horrible person, that he's morally vacuous. Like, it's like that, you know, the curse of kind of being mad and realizing you're mad. You know that most people don't suffer. You know,
can we talk about Shiv's kind of side eye angle?
No, we can't.
I love it.
I know you do. I know you do. And I wish we could talk about it, Andrea, but we are out of time. We could talk about this show all day long, which is why I think it has proven to be so popular. We are going to have to leave it there. Unfortunately, I'm really enjoying this. Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, Lunchtime Live's Andrea Gilligan, and Off the Balls, Joe Malloy. Thank you all very much for joining me. Linda.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.